WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President-elect Trump's administration building. Multiple sources telling ABC News he wants Florida Congressman Mike Waltz as his national security advisor. Earlier, he named Stephen Miller and Tom Homan, two immigration hardliners, to be in charge of immigration issues. As for United Nations ambassador,
Trump announcing Congresswoman Elise Stefanik of New York, one of his chief defenders in Congress, will be his new ambassador to the United Nations. And former New York Congressman Lee Zeldin will serve as EPA administrator. On the flip side, Trump publicly icing out two former administration officials who have criticized him. Writing on social media, I will not be inviting former Ambassador Nikki Haley or former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to join the Trump administration.
ABC's Rachel Scott. Almost a week later, ABC News projects Democrat Ruben Gallego will defeat Republican Kerry Lake for Arizona U.S. Senate. A jury in Delphi, Indiana convicted Richard Allen for the murders of two teenage girls in 2017. This is ABC News. The U.S. Army is enjoying an enlistment comeback. 2 years ago, it started the Future Soldier Prep Course. The Army was falling short of recruitment goals because so many recruits were not meeting the physical and academic test standards. It provided additional instruction for would-be recruits. By the end of the federal fiscal year, September 30th, the Army had hit its recruitment goal of 55,000, about a fourth of them coming through the prep program. It's corporate apology time for Mattel for its blunder involving the packaging for its newest line of dolls.
It's the wizard who should be afraid of me.
The wizard that...
The film adaptation of the Broadway musical Wicked is about to open in theaters, and Universal Pictures partnered with toymaker Mattel to market dolls based on the characters. But the website listed on the package takes you to... Wicked, a company that produces adult movies. Mattel has issued a statement saying it deeply regrets this, quote, unfortunate error.
ABC's Jim Ryan. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, WGBW.fm.
Matt Nair on air.
And we are here with Matt Randolph, Mr. Global. Donald Trump now will be coming in for a second term. There has been talk of removing sanctions from Russia. What would that mean, Matt, for the oil and gas industry?
So it depends on what Russia does, but we've seen nothing to suggest that they want to have anything to do with lowering oil prices.
And so the prices are essentially going to stay the same.
In all likelihood, yes.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Badgers have another night game. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska filling in for Mike Clemens for Civic Media Sports. This Saturday, the Wisconsin Badgers will host the undefeated Oregon Ducks at Camp Randall Stadium. Coach Luke Fickell says the bye week helped them in preparing for the big game.
We know that, but that's where we've got to make sure that we got to go back to what it is that we do and continue to climb this mountain to get better.
Kickoff is at 6:30 p.m. Saturday. The Badgers are 5-4 and need a win over their final three games in order to become bowl eligible. Milwaukee Brewers manager Pat Murphy and rookie standout Jackson Churio are up for some hardware. Murphy was named as one of three finalists for the National League Manager of the Year. The other finalists are San Diego's Mike Schilt and New York's Carlos Mendoza. Churio is up for Rookie of the Year along with Paul Skeens of Pittsburgh and Jackson Merrill of San Diego. The awards will be announced next week. Tonight, the 2-8 Bucks take on the 2-9 Toronto Raptors, who own the NBA's worst record. The losing team tonight will have the NBA's worst record. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. at Fiserv Forum. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. If you're a Star Wars fan, prepare to go into a lather. There is a new trilogy in the works from Lucasfilm. Writer-producer Simon Kinberg will write, produce, and develop the three new Star Wars films. It's been 5 years since we saw The Rise of Skywalker, which was the most recent Star Wars film in theaters. Since then, Lucasfilm brought us three shows in the Mandalorian world, including The Mandalorian, The Book of Boba Fett, and Ahsoka, and the upcoming Skeleton Crew. They also launched shows The Acolyte, Obi-Wan Kenobi, and Andor. Simon Kinberg is known for his writing and producing skills for several X-Men films and 2016's Deadpool. Variety reports the new trilogy is in the early stages of development, so there are no story details just yet. There has also been no announcement on when production might start. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see some scattered clouds overnight, gusty northeast winds, lower to middle 30s by daybreak. On Tuesday, quite a bit of sunshine developing with highs in the upper 40s, a southeast wind by the afternoon. More clouds Tuesday night. Wednesday, chances of rain. Currently 35 degrees.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as it's Tuesday Tangents with Luke Mathers. We'll find out what's grinding his gears and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Albaugh Show.
.com to find a Red Cross blood drive near you and make your appointment to donate.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. On the line with us is our buddy Dean Obidala, my colleague. He's the host of the Dean Obidala Show, weekdays 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on SiriusXM Progress Channel 127. He's a contributor to MSNBC Daily and Salon.com. His Substack newsletter, which you must subscribe to, it's free. It's called The Dean's Report, and you can deanofradio.com, deanobidala.substack.com, or just go to Substack and plug in Dean's Report, and it'll pop right up. Also on Twitter, Dean Obidala, and, of course, at Sirius, or SXM Progress, the Progress channel for SiriusXM. Dean, welcome back to the program. I understand the New York Times has been trash-talking you.
Well, the New York Times wrote an article lumping me in with left-wing and right-wing conspiracists talking about the election and the idea that the lack of votes from 2020 is causing these conspiracy theories. And that's not at all what I wrote in my tweet. And in the article, the reporter said he had reached out to me, and then I questioned that, and then, sure enough, it was in my spam. He did. But what I wrote was very responsible, and it continues to be responsible. People should ask questions. Donald Trump is a convicted felon. He's convicted for cheating in the 2016 campaign. That wasn't about hush money to cover up an affair. As Alvin Bragg, the Manhattan DA, said, that case was about presidential corruption in a campaign. Donald Trump is charged with felonies for after the 2020 election, attempting to cheat in that election. Donald Trump was running to stay out of jail, and even more motive to cheat in the 2024 election. Not asking questions makes you sheep. Critical thinking skills demand you ask questions. It also demands you ask for credible, objective evidence. And that I haven't seen yet. But asking questions, that's what we should do as patriotic Americans.
Amen. Amen. So these days, I mean, you know, it's been a couple of days since your tweet, which the New York Times wildly exaggerated and took out of context, as they are wont to do when it comes to discussing liberals.
Yep.
What questions do you have these days?
Well, look, I wrote my article for Substack today about, actually yesterday, but it's still up today on the front page, about you're not an election denier if you ask if convicted felon Donald Trump cheated in this election. So people are asking questions. They called my show nonstop. And since day one, my response has been the same. And as a formal trial lawyer, I request that you provide me some credible objective evidence. People send me theories. I go, that's great. Now the burden's on you to find evidence to support your theory. I'm not your investigator. I'm happy to chat with you about it. If you send me things, we can talk about it. But at the end of the day, people who did cite theories and sent them to me, they noted they didn't have evidence of anything widespread. That doesn't mean you shouldn't look for it. Doesn't mean DHS shouldn't have a press conference to answer questions that people have that's gone viral. Was Elon Musk involved somehow in hacking into the voting system? People thought that's true. It looks completely untrue. But wouldn't it be good, Tom, if DHS got ahead of the curve, the Department of Homeland Security, and had a press conference after every presidential election? And answer the questions that people are saying online to give more confidence. And yeah, you won't dissuade everyone to believe in it, but people who come at this in good faith will be like, okay, I see, that's a pretty reasonable answer, and I get it. We're going to move on. We're going to win this election based on policy. But do not stop questioning until, if you can't find proof, then we have to move on. But don't stop questioning in the first week after an election.
Yeah. The thing that I would love to see is the statistics that I would love to see is what was the consequence of the Husted case before the Supreme Court in 2018 when John Husted, the or Husted, however he says it, he's the Secretary of State for Ohio, and he wanted to aggressively purge from the voting rolls black people in Cincinnati, Cleveland, and Columbus because using the rationale that they hadn't voted in the previous election. And he was not purging the entire state. This was fairly selective, if my recollection is accurate. Mm-hmm. And it may not be, so double check that. But he wanted to, you know, he was going after these people. And it was a violation of the Voting Rights Act. And these five Republicans on the U.S. Supreme Court said, no, no, that's fine. If you're purging people, you can go ahead and do that. And so the purge is just nationwide in states where you had Republican secretaries of states just went ballistic. I mean, I've cited the numbers before. They're in my book, The Hidden History of the War on Voting, but I've also written about them several times. In fact, John Paul Stevens, no, I forget who wrote the dissent, but in one of the dissents in that Husted case, he pointed out that that on average, something like 8% of Americans move every year, and that in Ohio, Husted was proposing to purge over 20% of the people from some of these cities, on the premise that they had moved, and that's why they hadn't voted in the last election. And so, number one, I want to know how many people were removed from the voter rolls in each one of these states. And, you know, nationwide, I'd like to see it for all 50 states. It's data that should be that the federal government should be collecting, and they're not, to the best of my knowledge, because if they are, I can't find it anywhere. And number two, I want to know what percentage of votes were disqualified, people who voted, because we know that True the Vote and the Republican Party were trying to recruit 100,000 people to be poll watchers in largely Democratic districts where they would oversee the counting of mail-in ballots and absentee ballots, looking for strict signature matching, where they could object and say, oh, no, that signature doesn't match. And then those ballots either get thrown out or they get thrown into the provisional ballot stack where you've got to show up physically at the... And Greg Palast has documented just a crapload of these down in Georgia. I mean, you know, hundreds of thousands of them, or thousands of them, certainly. And again, we don't have any reliable numbers on these, but my best guess is it's going to be something on the order of around 10 million people based on what we've seen in the past. And those kind of numbers could be decisive. So, you know, inquiring minds want to know, Dean. And these are processes that are entirely legal right now.
Right, that's the thing. Republicans don't have to break the law to rig elections. That's the remarkable thing.
Exactly.
They have the Supreme Court legalizing something that should never be permitted. In fact, the Supreme Court just weeks before the election agreed with the Republicans that in Virginia, 1,600 people, now it wasn't a lot, but 1,600 could be disenfranchised for lack of proof of citizenship. And generally, the Supreme Court never decides things that close to an election because it didn't give people enough time if they were actually just caught up in that and they were here, they were valid to vote. And so they didn't care. The rules don't matter anymore, Tom. So the odd thing, Donald Trump cheated in 2020. If he tried not to, if he didn't break the law, perhaps Republicans would have saved him through their legal machinations. And that failed. They went through court. So look, here's where we are right now. And I think Elon Musk, there are a lot of questions about Elon Musk, especially as I note in my article. There was a DOJ criminal investigation into Elon Musk. It wasn't a secret. It was written about in 2023 and for his activities with getting benefits and perks from his company and not reporting it properly, and maybe misleading shareholders, which could rise the level of a crime. Well, he's figured out a way how to shut that down. Give Donald Trump, and invest in Donald Trump, $100 million, and the DOJ will not continue that investigation. 100% they won't, nor the workers' investigation into racial discrimination or workplace injuries, his anti-union activities, all of that. He figured out the smartest way, and we're back in the Gilded Age, Tom, where the oligarchs are just buying off presidents, and Trump is a pino, a president name only, and he's happy to be. He'll go play golf, and he'll let the oligarchs run things with Stephen Miller.
Yeah, he was looking at going to prison, and he's not anymore. And as you correctly point out, so was Elon Musk, and he's almost certainly not any longer. So, what's your advice to your listeners, Dean? How to deal with all this?
On life and life in general, just about relationships, about what time, about,
well,
about
you know, about how to deal with what's coming, with the coming Trump neo-fascist administration.
Well, when you put it that way, it sounds. Look, I think right now people should recharge. I think they should relax. I had my sister on, who's a psychologist, last week on the show on Thursday, giving people advice. I really do believe that we've been through a trauma, all of us collectively. Yeah. No joke, it really is. And to deal with that, and to take a little time off. If you're going to take time, here's the time, it's now. But we have to soon regroup and be ready. Right? We need a more powerful resistance going forward, Tom. I think one that's not just about resisting Trump, but also about policies going forward. And I would recommend economic populism for us as Democrats to embrace wholeheartedly. Yeah. That we're going to be there fighting for the middle class, the lower class, for the people of this country. So it's not just resistance. So the former Trumpers, the never Trumpers who are really conservatives, are not going to be a part of this. It's going to be Democrats leading the resistance, but one not just opposing Trump, but with an affirmative vision about what our nation should be in terms of policy. And I'm really committed to that. And I'm hoping listeners and everyone, we will join in that fight going forward on policy to be transformative. It's time to be transformative, Tom. Moving things around the edges is BS. It's absolutely ridiculous.
I'm with you. I grew up in Michigan, and of course, we studied unions when I was in elementary school. I mean, literally fifth grade civics, right? And we studied tariffs. And Biden raised tariffs on steel from 7.5 to 25%. He raised tariffs on semiconductors from 25 to 50%. He raised tariffs on electric vehicles from 25% to 100%. He raised tariffs on EV batteries from 7.5 to 25%. Also battery parts, also graphite and permanent magnets from 0 to 25%. Critical minerals, 0 to 25%. Solar cells, 25 to 50%. Syringes and needles, 0 to 50%. Face masks, 0 to 25%. Rubber and surgical gloves, 25%. And ship-to-shore cranes, 0 to 25%. I don't think any Americans know that. And I think Trump's message on tariffs was the main thing that helped him win. People in the Rust Belt states know what the hell a tariff is. What say you, Dean?
I think there are people who paid attention to different things about Donald Trump. I don't think everyone who voted for Trump did so for the right racism and the sexism. There's a big chunk of that, but not all of them. I think, yes, some gravitate to that economic issue. Others, inflation, and it's driving them crazy. Yeah. And that they want just a change in it. But Tom, the reality, Trump will drive us into a recession. The worst part is he'll tell his supporters, no, we're not in a recession. They're lying. And they will believe him even if they're out of a job. That's what we're dealing with right now. There's no reality. There's zero doubt in a few years from now, we're not going to have unemployment at the low rate we're having now with wages climbing and prices are a little higher. We'll have higher inflation.
Yeah, isn't it amazing that 74% of Republicans believe we're in a recession right now? I mean, isn't that a testimonial to the right-wing bubble?
Sure, and Donald Trump has led that. So exactly when we're actually in a recession, or even a depression, Trump will say we're not, and his supporters will answer that same question. He'll tell you, economy's booming. I know I'm out of work. I lost my house. I live under a bridge. But Trump told me it's great, and they're sincerely, they will repeat it. That's what a fascist movement is. It's the leader is infallible. Whatever they say becomes dogma. It is the religious text. It's a religion.
Amen. Amen. The great Dean Obidala. Be sure to check out his newsletter, The Dean's Report, deanobidala.substack.com, or just get over to Substack and plug in Dean's Report. It'll pop right up. Dean, thanks so much for dropping by.
Thanks, my friend. Pleasure. Take care.
Yeah, good talking to you. We'll be back on the other side of this break. I'll be back with you. Stay with us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
So, Steve Bannon wants the MAGA shock troops in the streets. Say what? I'll tell you about that right after this. There's one reason why most probiotics fall short, and it all has to do with something called survivability. See, to work its magic, a probiotic must arrive alive in your gut.
But to do that, it has to survive past your stomach acid, which is strong enough to dissolve metal. That's why for my gut health, I choose Just Thrive Probiotic. It's the first probiotic formulated with four proprietary survival strains, clinically guaranteed to reach your gut 100% alive. In fact, third-party testing proves Just Thrive Probiotic has 1,000 times better survivability versus traditional probiotics, making it a game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, and even your mood. And with zero gluten, dairy, or histamines, it's perfect for your whole family. Try clinically proven Just Thrive Probiotic 100% risk-free today and get 20% off your purchase for a limited time. Visit justthrivehealth.com and use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. Just Thrive Health, promo code Tom.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Siegel joins us now to make our popcorn pick of the week. Hey, Mike.
When I was a kid in the 70s, there was no Walmart. There was no right. Sears was everything, from our tools to all our back-to-school clothes, everything else.
Right? Pants, stereos, kitchen appliances. Do you have pantyhose? Yeah, they're right next to power tools on the second floor. It's like you really could get everything there.
Everything.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
It is absolutely disgusting for conservatives to suggest that because someone is poor or struggling, that they lack judgment. If anybody needs morality policing, it's rich folks, for crying out loud, not people who are struggling to put food on the table and keep a roof over their heads.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. The Dom Salvia Show.
I had somebody recently in one of the classes I was teaching saying to me, I don't do politics, Mr. Santel. I don't spend all my time watching MSNBC and reading the opinion columns. I get that.
You might not do politics, but sooner or later, politics is going to do you. Yeah. You got to have some basic level of understanding of what government is about and how it functions and a little bit of the history of it.
You need to do enough.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Morning light breaks through, a fresh start anew.
Welcome back, 23 minutes past the hour. Steve Bannon and, what's her name here? Oh, Natalie Winters. Was on his program, two right-wing talk show hosts. And Winters called for mass deportations crucial to the MAGA agenda, but worried that some Republicans wanted to focus on the gang members, the violent criminals, instead of a broader systemic removal of a sort of an invasion of people. In other words, she's concerned, and Bannon was backing this up, that Trump might just focus on
the bad immigrants. You know, yes, there are some parts of the country where there are undocumented immigrants who are gang members. And, sure, go in and clean them out and deport them. I mean, you know, the Biden administration has actually been doing that on an ongoing basis. Obama deported more people than Bush did. But Winters is saying we shouldn't just do that. We need to go after, you know, average people who came here, you know, looking for a better life. She said, so we're not just removing criminals. We're removing a monolith, a group of people who really are the antithesis of the populist agenda that undergirds the MAGA movement. And then she kind of wondered out loud about how the audience, quote, can sort of be the counter resistance to the resistance, not just in the form of the shock troops in the streets, but particularly sort of the embeds within the Trump administration. And Bannon said that's brilliant and says Trump should begin by focusing on, quote, 11 to 15 million people. Wow. We'll see where this goes. Keep an eye on this, though. Julie in Yonkers, New York. Hey, Julie, what's up?
Hi. I want to urge everybody who thinks there is no evidence so far of any conspiracy to check out Spoutable Thread, spoutable.com thread number 378-33859. That's from the account of cybersecurity expert Stephen Spoonamore, who lives in Center County, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I've read.
Who noticed a discrepancy between the number of people who had checked into polling places to vote on November 5th and the vote tallies. Somehow there were about 7 to 11% fewer votes tallied in many of those polling places than there were people who had checked in to vote. And when he got the election officials to actually rescan all the ballots, sure enough, there were the same number of people who had voted as people who had checked in, and the election results were reversed. So I really want to urge people to check out his thread. He argues that the signals of a hack, and again, this is from somebody who protects government agencies and corporations against hackers. Mm-hmm. Some of the signals of a hack are a distracting event, like a bomb going off, these discrepancies or difficulty uploading the data into the election management system. He says that difficulty uploading data to a system is a sign that the system was altered without notice to the user.
Yeah.
And this has also happened in Pennsylvania. He publishes on his thread a letter from reports from the governor of Pennsylvania that there had been difficulty uploading the data from the.
I will go check that out, Julie. I saw the thread on X, but I'll go check that out again. Thank you for the call. Spot on. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
I'll be right back with more of your calls right after this. Stay with us. Okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient rather than meat, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten, so it's easier to miss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient when in reality, your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught Codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President-elect Trump's administration building. Multiple sources telling ABC News he wants Florida Congressman Mike Waltz as his national security advisor. Earlier, he named Stephen Miller and Tom Homan, two immigration hardliners, to be in charge of immigration issues. As for United Nations Ambassador,
Trump announcing Congresswoman Elise Stefanik of New York, one of his chief defenders in Congress, will be his new ambassador to the United Nations. And former New York Congressman Lee Zeldin will serve as EPA administrator. On the flip side, Trump publicly icing out two former administration officials who have criticized him, writing on social media, "I will not be inviting former Ambassador Nikki Haley or former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to join the Trump administration."
ABC's Rachel Scott. Almost a week later, ABC News projects Democrat Ruben Gallego will defeat Republican Kerry Lake for Arizona U.S. Senate. A jury in Delphi, Indiana convicted Richard Allen for the murders of two teenage girls in 2017. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. Gladiator 2 is just a couple weeks away from hitting theaters. According to director Ridley Scott, Joaquin Phoenix almost quit the first Gladiator. The 86-year-old director says Phoenix got cold feet and told Scott he had to leave the project. It took a Gladiator-type effort from fellow castmate Russell Crowe, who told Phoenix he was being terribly unprofessional. At the end of the day, it was Scott who talked the actor into staying on the film. Gladiator 2 does not have Joaquin Phoenix or Russell Crowe, but is directed by Scott and opens November 22nd. The sixth Pirates of the Caribbean film is in development. Good Lord. Producer Jerry Bruckheimer says production on the film will start in late 2025, but the cast has not yet been assembled. Johnny Depp is a maybe, but Keira Knightley says that she will not take part unless it's the final film of the franchise. Fingers crossed. The film does not have a title yet. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wamba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. If you're a Star Wars fan, prepare to go into a lather. There is a new trilogy in the works from Lucasfilm. Writer-producer Simon Kinberg will write, produce, and develop the three new Star Wars films. It's been 5 years since we saw The Rise of Skywalker, which was the most recent Star Wars film in theaters. Since then, Lucasfilm brought us three shows in the Mandalorian world, including The Mandalorian, The Book of Boba Fett, and Ahsoka, and the upcoming Skeleton Crew. They also launched shows The Acolyte, Obi-Wan Kenobi, and Andor. Simon Kinberg is known for his writing and producing skills for several X-Men films and 2016's Deadpool. Variety reports the new trilogy is in the early stages of development, so there are no story details just yet. There has also been no announcement on when production might start. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see some scattered clouds overnight, gusty northeast winds, lower to middle 30s by daybreak. On Tuesday, quite a bit of sunshine developing with highs in the upper 40s, a southeast wind by the afternoon. More clouds Tuesday night. Wednesday, chances of rain. Currently 35 degrees.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone.
If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI Overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Dom Selvia.
Next time, Overtime with Maggie Dawn, we will preview the Trump administration cabinet picks, plus the takeaways from the 2024 election with Civic Media's political editor, Dan Schaefer. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Ingredients, no fluff, no fillers, just pure... effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In two non-clinical surveys, 81% of customers experienced more calm. 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity, and an impressive 90% said they slept better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern and haven't found relief, make the change like I did to CB Distillery. And with over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. I have a 20% discount to get you started. Just visit cbdistillery.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 20% off. That's cbdistillery.com, code TOM. Leslie, I'm picking up the calls here. Matt in Sacramento. Hey, Matt, what's up?
Hey, Tom, happy Veterans Day to all of my fellow brothers in arms and your dad.
Thank you.
Here's my thought. Kamala raised $1 billion to run for president from small donors.
Right.
And if we could do that and go buy some AM radio stations like you talk about all the time and get some people on there and push our progressive agenda, we've got it made in the shade.
I think we also need to take Free Speech TV and turn it from a $3 or $4 million a year operation into a $30 or $40 million a year dollar in operation, and upgrade their production values and turn it into a real competitor for MSNBC and CNN. There's a lot of possibilities there, Matt. The problem is it's the same problem we had with Air America Radio. We're undercapitalized. You know, the left wing billionaires are just out there making money. They're not helping with the media.
Right, but most weren't a large amount of her donors basically small donors.
They were, like, but you know, you're not. She was able to raise that kind of money because she was on TV every day. She had lots and lots of advertising. She had a whole social media operation. She had the Democratic Party behind her. She had mind-boggling amounts of publicity. None of that is going to happen in an effort to fund lefty, you know, talk radio or television.
No, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, I agree.
It's unfortunate.
I agree. I've been fighting that battle for a long time.
I've listened to you for a long time. It's unfortunate that, you know, what the majority of us want, we don't get because we don't hear what the facts are.
We're seeing this all around the world, that the oligarchs are stepping up. And I wonder, you know, how much this started at Davos, you know, when the billionaires first started getting together and coordinating their efforts. But that the right-wing billionaires are organizing, they're taking over media properties, including social media. And, they're trying to convince us all that, you know, lefty stuff, you know, taking care of the least among us is just... you know, silly, stupid stuff, and we really just all need to be, you know, all praise the billionaires and let them run the country. Matt, I got to move along, but thank you for the call. Kenyatta in L.A. Hey, Kenyatta, what's up?
Tom, I've kept my powder dry for this last almost week since Donald Trump's election, which is absolutely no surprise to me. But what I am astounded by is that it is such a surprise to other people. And I find that very disturbing and an ominous reality. And if I might, I know that you don't cotton to, pardon the phrase, people reading on your program. But since I am the author of this piece, which is about to be published in a few moments, called The Man in the Mirror, I'd like to, if I could, read a paragraph from it.
Sure. Go for it.
Donald Trump won because he is a true reflection of what the United States is. He is a reflection in the spiritual and social mirror of the United States. The Republicans, figuratively, if not literally, embrace and adore the grotesque, selfish, entitled, greedy, racist, obese, vile creature that they see in the mirror, while the Democrats would rather lie to themselves and say that isn't me. Ah, but verily, it is thee. Mirror, mirror on the wall, as in Snow White. Racist tropes will always be the trump card, pardon the really ridiculous pun, in the United States. We saw it from the times of the Civil War to super predators and the crime bill to Willie Horton ads to black people from Haiti eating cats and dogs. And the media was complicit in this time when Donald Trump, and during that debate with Kamala Harris, made that ridiculous statement. The media jumped on it and talked about it for weeks instead of just saying he said something ridiculous because, you see, immigration and the border repeatedly he said that is his central issue. And as long as that and until we understand that, and I know it's uncomfortable for people who probably many in any event, have good hearts, you cannot get past it. Racism is always going to be, especially anti-blackism, the sexiest thing in U.S. politics. Yeah. It has been repeated over and over and over again. What Donald Trump did was a tried and true strategy.
Yep.
And he won on it.
Yep.
And he didn't, I went so far as to say right after, within a week of Joe Biden's State of the Union address this year in March, within a week, I wrote a piece called The State of the Union 2025. And I'm not plugging myself. I'm simply saying that I'm not understanding how this is a surprise to anyone. Because I'm not, I said this to you before, I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer, but I'm the sharpest among the dull ones. And how no one could see this coming really is worrisome to me.
Well, when you look at the people who voted for Joe Biden over Donald Trump 4 years ago and then voted for Donald Trump this time around, do you really think they just suddenly became racists?
No. And I'm glad you said that.
There's more to the story than just that. I mean, I agree with you that racism is more endemic, more deeply entrenched, more vicious than, and frankly, I ever imagined. I'm totally with you on that.
Well, I was actually going to quote you from a few weeks ago, maybe a month. You said that, and you're a very well-traveled, very intelligent person and a historian to boot. You said that, with your vast experience, that you had no idea that the United States was as racist and white supremacist as it is.
True.
That's not a surprise to me.
Yeah.
You see.
I know.
And when you talk about Joe Biden. Pardon me?
I said, I know. We've had this conversation before.
Yeah. And when you talk about Joe Biden and the people that voted for him in 2020, let me tell you something. Donald Trump right now is telling people basically he's saying that I won three times. Okay. Yeah. He sees this election as a validation of, what he called the steal.
Yeah, no, I get that, but to my question, you've got enough people who voted for Joe Biden last time to make him president, who voted for Donald Trump this time to make him president. What happened with those people? Do you think it's race that they suddenly decided, hey, I'll be even more racist? I think there's more going on here, and I think that the demonization of trans people had something to do with it. I think the quality of the campaign that Kamala Harris ran in some cases, you know, lacked. She failed to embrace economic populism. I was talking about all these tariffs that Joe Biden has put in place that she not only didn't mention but ridiculed. I think that there are other pieces to this, although I agree with you. The foundation of Donald Trump's candidacy has been race. And that's been the GOP since Richard Nixon talked about the silent majority, which we all knew was code for white people. And Ronald Reagan gave his first speech of his official campaign in Philadelphia, Mississippi.
Well, let me say this to you, Tom. Right now, whenever people are afraid, they look for protection. And the United States right now is facing threats not only at home, but abroad as well. And Donald Trump, and you've said this many times, you know, he presents this, even though it's the most fictitious, I mean, that guy's an arch coward. I mean, 5 deferments in Vietnam, I could go on and on. But the thing is he presents himself, and people have bought into that he's going to protect them. He's probably going to put all of us in more peril. But I'm just simply getting to my central focus is that no one should be surprised by this. And I'm surprised that people are surprised. I'm sorry.
I get it.
Just the way I see it.
We're starting to get redundant here, so. Kenyatta, keep on writing over at Substack. I love your newsletter.
Thank you, sir.
Don't always 100% agree with it, but it is always food for thought for me, and everybody should be subscribing to it. Just go over to Substack.com and plug in Kenyatta. Keep up a good work. Great work.
Thank you.
Yeah, good talking to you. We'll be right back. It's 45 minutes past the hour. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
This is the place where despair is not an option. And I will be right back with your calls after this.
Everyone, if you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-540-2100. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-540-2100. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-540-2100.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Jeannie from Eau Claire.
I am thankful for Civic Media, the on-air talent, the technicians, the producers, the new staff, and especially Mr. Sage Wild. It's a very, very sad, shocking day for me, but I still have hope because I have hope in you guys. Keep up the great work.
Thank you, Jeannie. You give us hope. Appreciate you listening.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Stuart J. Waddles. I've been into like pistachios. Now they sell them shelled. That's probably my favorite movie snack for when I'm at home.
Are you getting paid by Big Nut? I don't know of anybody that has pistachios during a movie.
Listen, I would love to be paid by Big Nut. I could do cough drops during movies if people would pay me.
Yeah, let's redirect here because this could go bad.
Yeah, this guy, I think it already has.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Tom, your thoughts.
I don't believe that people don't know who Trump is at this point, and they have willfully decided to ignore everything he has said in order to vote what they think is the most important thing. And that's what voting is all about. But you can't claim ignorance when it comes time that Trump is going to pull the trigger and do some things that are going to hurt you and your family. That's what's probably going to happen.
Yeah.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. So let me guess, your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work. You're still not sleeping. You're still hurt and you're stressed out. Well, if that's the case, clear out your cabinet and reset your health with CBD from CB Distillery. Louise and I did, and it's been a real change. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers. Just pure, effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In two non-clinical surveys, 81% of customers experience more calm. 80% says CBD helped with pain after physical activity. And an impressive 90% said they sleep better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern and haven't found relief, make the change like I did to CB Distillery. And with over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. I have a 20% discount to get you started. Visit cbdistillery.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 20% off. That's cbdistillery.com, and that code TOM, T-H-O-M, will get you 20% off everything on the site. cbdistillery.com, code TOM. Beneath those polished ties, they twist the truth and bend the facts. It's all a grand disguise. Don't let them rot your mind away. Don't buy their alibis. Don't listen to Fox. So-called news. It's misleading. It's wrong. It's designed to confuse. It will watch your brain and make you mean. Turn off the noise and see the truth unseen. They profit from division and from the seeds of hate. They turn our friends to enemies and twist the public. 52 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Jeremiah in Coalport, Pennsylvania. Hey, Jeremiah, what's up?
Hey, Tom, regarding what you said at the beginning of the show about Trump overreaching, yeah, I think he will. And, you know, that things are going to get pretty bad, you know, for, you know, the economy is going to get pretty bad. But, couple wild cards that we haven't I want to know how two wild cards will affect, you know, the midterms, and that is the stupidity of the American voter and Trump getting us into a war with possibly Iran, you know, because I mean, you know, things get bad, but we're in a war. You know, the stupid American voter may say, oh, wow, we need to put more Republicans in.
Yeah, it worked for Reagan. It worked for Bush. Both of them had wars that were unnecessary that helped them get reelected. And they started those wars specifically to get reelected. Bush told his biographer, Mickey Herskowitz, that he was going to start a war. This was in 1999. If he got elected in 2000, he would start a war with Iraq, and he would keep running it. It wouldn't be a three-day war like his daddy's war with Iraq. He would run it right up to the election to get himself reelected. and Ronald Reagan right after the Marine barracks in Beirut were bombed, and Americans were like, what are you going to do, Reagan? Are you weak? You know, that's when he declared war on Grenada and distracted us all. And that helped him get reelected. And he was underwater. We were in the middle of a recession, and his poll ratings had tanked. But, you know, nothing like a war to get things going. I'm with you, Jeremiah. And I think, you know, a war with Iran is just exactly what Netanyahu wants and probably what Trump wants.
But how's that war going to play out when Iran is allies with Russia and China?
Well, that's the big question. You know, will this be the, you know, will Trump or Israel or both attacking Iran? And Iran is, you know, talking right now about they're going to attack Israel any day now. Will that be the Archduke Ferdinand moment? You know, will that be the thing that triggers the great powers jumping in and starting a world war? Or will it be the thing that causes China to say, okay, we're going to take Taiwan now? Because Trump has basically said he doesn't care that much about Taiwan. We'll have to wait and see. Jeremiah, I gotta pick up another call here. Thank you for the call. Sue in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Hey, Sue, what's up?
Hi, I got a question. I don't know whether anything's going on about the possibility of the Biden administration trying to get another Supreme Court candidate in there.
No, that's not going to happen. First of all, to expand the court, we require Congress. So the only hope is for Sotomayor, who's 70 years old and diabetic, to resign. And she's basically said, no, I'm in good shape. I'm going to stick around for another 4 years. So ain't going to happen.
What about Thomas? He's got a lot of scandals.
Thomas and Alito both want to resign, and they both will resign, I believe, after Trump is sworn in. And they'll both be replaced by 35-year-old versions of themselves.
So they can't. Add another one, even though it would make the amount.
There's no way to do that right now. I'm sorry. Sue, great question. Thank you for the call. Jonathan in Portland. Hey, Jonathan, what's up?
Hi, Tom. So Donald Trump didn't win the popular vote.
Yet.
Kamala won the unpopular vote. And she won the unpopular vote because she's a woman. And in this country, there's a problem worse than racism. It's misogyny and sexism, and particularly, unfortunately, perpetuated by women themselves. And you only have to look at the Republican Party. Women make up 8% of the House and Senate. That's it. Mm-hmm. In Canada, they make up half, and that's the big difference. But this country has a long history of suppressing women's votes. You know, by 1800, every state constitution in America had a prohibition against women voting.
Yep.
And it took 41 years to pass the 19th Amendment. And that's the problem that the Democrats won't look at, and that's the blind spot that the nation won't look at.
I think you make a good case there, Jonathan. I can't disagree
with that. The Democrats wanted to lose, and Biden was sounding like Bernie Sanders and talking about corporate greed, and you can't have that.
I disagree with you on that. I don't think that they wanted to lose, but I do get misogyny is huge, as is racism. Thanks for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. I'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the folks around you. Stay safe.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient rather than meat, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten, so it's easier to miss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient when in reality, your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cotton Krispies, their wild-caught cotton skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on Air.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On Tuesday's show, we welcome Carrie Josephson and Abby Sutherland from The Walk to End Alzheimer's. And Shannon Simon swings by to let us know about the Cedar Crest Flavor Contest. Join us.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.